Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Now, this is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Richmond Arms. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go, final hour of the show. But you know what? All is not lost, because after we're done at 4, the Blitz is here till 7, and you know how positively uplifting and supportive they are. They're going to be here with you as you get ready for your weekend. And before you do that, Nick and I are going to take you through the final 60 minutes, talking about a whole lot of things we've already talked about and some new stuff as well. I mentioned we'll eventually get to the top 15 nicknames of minor league teams. You know, like from a marketing perspective, the minor league teams, as we mentioned with the jerseys from Whataburger, they're pretty damn creative. They get a lot of stuff done. So we'll get to that at some point. Before we get to that, get to this. Last night, God, Nick was spot on. I mean, Nick was so right when he said the Suns may really not be better with Chris Paul back. Chris Paul did not play well. The Suns did not play well. Devin Booker did not play well. And the Clippers got their first win in the series at home to get to a 2-1 situation, needing another one at home to even it.
It was a poor shooting performance by not just Chris Paul, but Devin Booker.
Correct.
As well. So,
correct.
I mean, Devin Booker, I mean, it's on him as well. He is the star of the team, at least. If he's not the number one, he's the number two of the team, and he should absolutely be shooting better than 20 or 30% or whatever the hell it was from field goal range. That's just not going to cut it. The other thing is, like I mentioned in the first hour, is Chris Paul, if you look at his stat line, yeah, sure, he had 12 assists, 9 of which were in the first half, 3 only in the second half. He clearly wasn't the same person. I'm not going to speculate too much on whether he had his legs up under him. I don't think he was completely.
But you were right, because you said yesterday it might be an issue. It looked like it kind of was.
I will say this. Whether he was tired or not, at least we know that he would be more a part of running the offense if he didn't miss those two games. I think that's safe to say. I think he would be way more vocal on offense. He would definitely be running the point a lot more, particularly in the third and fourth quarter, which was something Devin was really doing. And he just wasn't getting the shot off. And I'm not even blaming Devin Booker for taking the initiative. When you look at Chris Paul, I mean, he probably knows
more. Well,
you're
the best player, you have to, right?
Yeah, and he probably knows more about Chris Paul's status than we do.
But also, whether you're on or off, Kobe did it a million times. Jordan, you know that whether you're hitting shots or not, you're the one that has to give it a shot first.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and he's the younger one, and he's the one that's been playing. And he's the one that's had the hot hand during the first two games without Chris Paul. So.
And who would have thought that Cameron Payne was going to be that kind of a factor? I mean, yeah, he really carried the load when Paul was out, but you didn't think he was that valuable with Paul coming back. We talked about, would he have the same confidence and would he be needed as much? And then all of a sudden, when you get into all of that and you look at the situation, he goes out sprained ankle, doesn't play second half, and in the process of doing that, they could have used him last night with Paul struggling.
Yeah. No, they totally could have. They totally could have. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I mean, I think that one game is Chris Paul is what Chris Paul needed to get back in the situation. And he even admitted to it in the postgame. He goes, next game I'm going to be even better. I'm going to be better.
And I like that, and we know that about Chris Paul. So, I mean, and by the way, I was sober and I would never say any of those things, but I give you credit for saying what you said and backing it up.
It wasn't even a real take, though. That's the thing that drives me crazy. Like, if you listen to the audio, I said, does this hurt the – I literally said it in this tone. Does this hurt the Suns?
Yep.
I didn't say him coming back would be a negative impact, and neither one of us even answered the question. It was a 90-second mention. That's what drives me crazy about that situation.
Yeah.
But we got some breaking news.
Yeah.
And normally we don't talk about this stuff, but I think it's just too relevant.
It absolutely is.
To evade this. But Derek Chauvin, the guy who murdered
George Floyd,
is sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, which for me being a guy who's not an expert in the legal world seems a little light.
Max sentence, I believe, was 30 years. Got 22 and a half.
Well, if the max was 30, then I guess that's – I mean, I would have said more than 30.
Yeah, it was because of the excessive nature in which the act was carried out. But just so you guys have the information in case you aren't hitting – and we thank you for that, listening to us instead of some of the news channels. There's a little bit of the news of the day as well, as Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half years for the death of George Floyd. Aside from that, Bucks and Hawks tonight, game two. Atlanta really looking to put their foot down on the neck of the Bucks and get a second straight win on the road. As the message was sent early in game one by Trae Young, and he continued to do so as Ice Trae was red hot. You know how critical I've been about Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah.
If you don't make adjustments, if you don't find a way to have all defensive player Drew Holiday up and being able to tell me what Trae Young ate for dinner, and what kind of toilet paper he prefers, then I got a problem. And if you're not doubling him on the top of the key when that screen comes and you're not taking the ball out of his hands, you deserve your fate, and the Bucks, you do too.
And you know what? If you're really upset about Trae Young doing the whole shimmy thing, guess what? Stop it.
Knock him down too.
Run your ass out to the perimeter and play a little defense. Don't just sit there and watch him for 6.5 damn seconds and expect him to miss the shot. That's not how it works. This is playoff basketball. Giannis needs to step up. And a lot of the players on defense who are afraid to go up on the perimeter needs to step up. And I know a big part of it is a lot of these big guys, when they go up on the perimeter, they just don't do well going, you know, with their lateral movement. And so they can just, you know, people can just blow right past them and penetrate to the basket. And that's certainly something that Trae Young and others on this team can do.
Yeah.
Because he's small enough, he's fast enough, and he's strong enough to go up and penetrate to the basket and score in the paint a little bit. So, I mean, that's just – they're going to have to make the adjustments, or – they cannot have a bad shooting performance. It's one of those two. If it's a situation, Joel, and you can tell me this better than I can, that they can't make the adjustments defensively quick enough because they're already in the playoffs and there's only so much adjustments that you can make, they have to score.
They were one of the top two offensive teams in the entire league. That's what you do. You score and you defend. So the fact that you're able to do something like that at the way you're able to do it, you have to defend better, which you're right, but you were top two in scoring with the Nets, so you should be able to do that too. The thing is, if Giannis is constantly relying on Middleton and Holiday, it's a problem, okay? So adjustments, because we're going into the weekend. Adjustments in Milwaukee. Find a way to get it out of Trae Young's hands. Neutralize it, because guess what? He's the only guy on that squad that can beat you by himself. Make the other guys beat you, all right? From Milwaukee's perspective, get it out of Giannis's hands, bringing it up, and you got to have Middleton and Holiday step up, or you got no chance because you need help. He needs help. He knows that. He's a limited superstar. On the flip side in the Phoenix series, Booker, get rid of the mask. It didn't work. It's too late in the season to start screwing around experimenting. Just if you take another hit to the horn, reset it later, but this is too important. And Chris Paul, I fully expect to bounce back, but you got to tell me what the status is of Cameron Payne, because if you don't have your backup point guard, now there is a lot more on Chris Paul, because now he's got to play a lot more.
Oh, yeah, Cameron Payne hurts. Cameron Payne hurts a lot. And you got to make sure that Chris Paul, it's not about the fact that he's willing to play the minutes, is will his body handle the minutes? That's the big thing, particularly coming off the two games he missed because of COVID protocol. But my question to you is yes, it stubbornness or is it just ignorance by Mike, Coach Mike?
For not Budenholzer. Look. He's getting out-coached every minute of every game by Nate McMillan. From matchups, the fact that when he puts Brooke Lopez on the floor, immediately Nate McMillan goes into high pick and roll and puts Lopez in a no-win situation trying to guard the quickness of Trae Young. And Trae Young either gets to the basket or he jab steps and has all the space he's ever going to need to make a jump shot. And it's killing Milwaukee. The fact that Budenholzer doesn't go small, like we said, because Clint Capella's not a big, bulky center. I know you love him. But if you put Giannis on Clint and go smaller, Atlanta doesn't have the talent top to bottom Milwaukee does, and you have an advantage. But if not, you're getting out-coached, and you're actually playing into the hands of the Hawks. That's why you lost the first game.
Yeah, and that's not going to – they can't. They're not going to be able to get away with that. So I just don't know what he's thinking. I mean, he's going to have to – like, during the regular season, it's more about, like, stamina, looking at different lineups, adjusting minutes, managing minutes, who's getting more minutes off the bench, who's getting more minutes during the for starters. But when it comes down to the playoffs, it's all about making adjustments. It's not more about minutes. You kind of know who you're going to play for the most part. Mm-hmm. You kind of know who your rotation is going to be. It's all about in-game adjustments when it comes down to the playoffs, particularly in a conference final game. Like, you have to make adjustments. So I don't know if it's something that he just doesn't know better, because you know him better than I do, or if he's just, you know, like him being ignorant, or he's just being stubborn. Because, look, this is what I've been doing the entire time, and I'm going to stick to it.
So I believe you speak for all of Milwaukee. They don't know what the hell Budenholzer's doing either. So
what about the front office?
You're all in the same boat. Well, I think you'll find that out at the end of the season. Because if you've got loyalty factors that factor in, like certain teams in certain situations, like Mark Cuban evidently had with Rick Carlisle, but he didn't feel the same way, then maybe Budenholzer will be around. But if not, you're going to find out real quick how management feels, because if he survives this and has another year as the head coach of the Bucks, if they get absolutely exposed by a team like Atlanta, then you know that there's a good relationship, because otherwise I don't believe there's any reason he should be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks next year.
Well, he probably won't if they lose this series. I don't think there's any question. I mean, that's just the way it works with coaches. You're going to get the blame, you're going to keep the star, and you're going to move on. And I don't know if I asked him right now, do you want Giannis to take the ball up the court and run the offense more times than not? He would say yes.
I don't know what he would say, but that's what I see. I see that the defenses that Milwaukee faces, it's easy for them because they could build that wall. They know
and I'm
that
okay with
they
him
can
bringing
keep
the ball
Giannis
up, but not all the damn time.
But you keep him in the middle of the floor then, where it's easier to throw three guys at him and not get him, allow him to get to his sweet spot where he's great, which is in the lane, as opposed to have someone else bring it up, put Giannis on the wing, where it's not as easy to double and triple team, and then a minute he touches it, if the ball's moving the right way as fast as it needs to rotate, he's got lanes to the basket, he can get inside. If they squeeze there, he's got options to kick out, and he can control the offense. But just running it straight down to the teeth of the defense, he's playing right into the hands of whoever they play.
Yeah, he does have that tendency. I don't know why he does that, but why just start the offense on the side every now and then. Holy crap.
Fromber on the hill for your Stros tonight. You got the sun, Bucks and the Hawks, and then this weekend you'll have both series continue. As the as we mentioned, the Suns got beat by the Clippers last night, so we'll see all the adjustments that are made as they continue to roll through. Lots more to get to in the program before we get out of here and turn it over to the Blitz. We've got this top 15 names of minor league baseball teams. Some of them are fun. We'll have some fun with that and some other things. If you guys want to be a part of the process, 713-780-3776. Call, text, Twitch, Twitter, Nick, Joel, Press Box, ESPN.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final hour of the program. It is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 FM. We certainly appreciate you guys supporting us, both when we're on the air and when we're not, because you guys are great and always make sure that you got our backs. So we were talking about a lot of things. This catalytic converter thing, I deeply regret now talking about the fact that there was a story about how people, if they really were doing this and trying to get the catalytic converters, the park and rides was the ideal spot that the news had said, because no one watches the cars while they leave them there all day. Now it's just getting out of hand. Last night I saw that in a neighborhood that a guy parked his Toyota. Nick, you were right. Parked his Toyota truck in the driveway and went inside for a quick second. When he came out, he and his security cameras caught two guys running away, having done some very quick business getting his catalytic converter. They got in a car. They went down the street. The neighbors saw what was going on. They blocked the road, and that's where the TV coverage stopped. And then they were able to say, and oh, by the way, they still got away. And I'm going, how is that possible?
Because it's so easy to do. It's quick.
But I'm saying they blocked the street with their cars.
Yeah.
Now, they might have gone off-road or something.
Maybe.
But now they didn't. And get the license plate.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but there are probably so many of these calls. They kind of have to prioritize these things. For the most part, I feel like you lost out. I mean, if you get jacked for your catalytic converter, you're probably just going to have to drop the 1500. Like, I've been one of those guys, so I know how
it feels. Does insurance cover that?
I don't think so. It didn't for me.
Dang.
They didn't cover it for me. I just paid cash for
my catalytic. Now, today someone's saying that on the southwest side, and Crystal was backing it up, that there was a massive scene on the southwest side over catalytic converters. There were cops all over the place. I guess Dick Willie was giving her updates on that. But it's like a daily thing now.
Well, the story that you told first, what alerts me about that, or what concerns me about that, I should say, is the fact that means, A, he either was following that person to the house, or B, he has the equipment, or she, and was scouting out different potential targets in the neighborhood, and when he found one, he hit it. You know what I mean? That's what I think. It's one of those two things, because you don't want to get into a situation where they're just following you around. But I would imagine they're just going to area scouting first, and then they're pinpointing cars that are being parked, and then they're just stealing them.
I get it that, you know, I know the fake paper plates are a thing these days, but in so many of these different, and I go back to the lady, the 62-year-old woman going to the gym the other night, and the guy's pulling up in the white Suburban, and there were, you know, in a lot of these with these surveillance cameras, there are real plates on some of these, on these cars. The fact that the video cameras are good enough to get the video, but you can't zoom in enough to get a license plate just to get so you can start running the information in the state system to try and figure out the vehicles with the plate numbers.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they do that, but I'm pretty sure a lot of that, maybe those license plates come back phony. Maybe it's a stolen car.
Paper plates for sure.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of investigative approaches they probably take, but
this is what we appreciate from the Boxers. Northeast Houston been getting hit also. I got hit twice on my Toyota Tundra. Yeah. However, my insurance did cover it. So there's a good tip, and probably a good insurance company if that was the case. They said $500, Nick. Didn't charge insurance. They're a teacher. They got theirs stolen at school. They got theirs fixed for $500.
With insurance or without insurance?
Without insurance. Didn't charge the insurance.
Yeah.
So evidently they found a great place to take them. But I'm sure that the auto shops know that this is a way for them to cash in, too.
See, to me, the catalytic converter, usually they're so expensive, you can only get them rebuilt, and that's how much it costs just for the rebuilt one, I think. So, like, cost-wise, I remember doing it myself. Mine's, I know for sure, was $1,500, or between $1,000 and $1,500 for sure. For sure.
Now, people are also saying if you know what you're doing on a catalytic converter, you can get in and out in 90 seconds?
Yeah, I said that last time. I totally believe that.
What are they using? Like a
probably one of those saws.
Portable saw?
Yeah, a pipe saw. They can just – I think it's on some models, it's a matter of disconnecting like an O2 sensor and then cutting in two places, and boom, you got the catalytic converter, if I'm not mistaken. But I haven't looked under a car in years, man. I haven't been in the car game. I haven't worked for my dad at the shop in years, so I don't know what these cars look like from under the car, like from under anymore.
Well, I thought it was all Toyotas, but they're saying
mostly
Tundras.
Toyotas.
Toyota Tundra is the main target.
Tundras, Tacomas, and 4Runners for sure.
Got it. All right, so we're giving you a little info to be aware of, as this is like one of the top crime stories now in Houston, is all the catalytic converters in jeopardy.
Tyler was passionate about the Whataburger In-N-Out discussion. Like
he got a lot of heat on that.
I don't know if he got a lot of heat.
Oh, I saw it. Even Jermaine Avery. Everybody's chiming in.
He said consistency is an X factor. When Whataburger is on, it's better than In-N-Out. But I can go to 10 different ones, order the same thing, and get 10 different levels of quality. He's kind of telling the truth on that. I mean, Whataburger is kind of like that. I mean, I guess Whataburger hates me now, but I'm just being honest. I think they're about the same. I'm not hating on Whataburger. I think they're the same.
I will actually defer to you guys. And
when's the last time you had a burger? Let's be honest.
It's been a while.
Damn, that's disappointing.
Been a
right
long
there.
Time. Now I've had that Impossible Burger multiple times, but that's at the house.
No, I said a real burger.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's you know, I'm listening to the music in the bar here.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking it's Tyler playing the music, telling us
to go to break,
but it's not.
See. Now we got a built-in excuse like Joel Embiid. Now if we went to break too early, we can just blame it on the music in the bar.
Yeah.
And be completely exonerated of any guilt. That's the way things go around here. All right, we've got lots more as we continue to roll through, by the way. And just a quick reminder, because we're not done at 4. Yes, we personally are, but the Blitz comes on after us. And everybody's going to be here till 7 at Richmond Arms here right around the corner from the station, and you can be too. If you stop by, it is the number one soccer bar in the city of Houston, and they're going to have all the Euro 2020 action coming up this weekend into next week. But better than that, our promo team's here. They're giving away a lot of great stuff. They're giving away gift cards. There's drawings for things that you can win. There's T-shirts and koozies and cups. But more so than anything else, you can have a chance to enter your name to win at the end of the summer when we do all these remotes. We're going to have a massive drawing for one major prize, and that's going to be that Traeger grill valued at $2,000. You can't win it unless you're in it, and in order to get in it, you got to come see us at one of these remotes. So come see Fred and Aaron and AJ and check out the Blitz if you don't make it in time to see us. Get your name registered, have some fun, listen to ESPN to get you ready for your weekend. All right, coming back, we're going to get into that minor league baseball list because I do credit minor league baseball so much with their ability to market way better than MLB.
Well, of course, they got to be gimmicky and they got to be better, but I like the way they do it. They're
way better.
We talked
about the chicken biscuit uniforms, but there's so many other great promotions minor league baseball does, and it starts with the fact that they capitalize on the uniforms. They get great-looking hats, so even if I've never seen that team play, I like that hat, I'm going to buy that lid.
Would you wear that?
Which one?
The Whataburger one, though?
Nah.
No, in the public?
I think people would ask me if I wanted fries with that. I don't want – I'm not wearing – I don't
– It would depend on the event.
You're going to kill me for wearing a jersey, Nick, if I wanted to wear it?
Yeah, probably.
See?
I mean, at the age of 70, you should be past the old jersey thing.
You kill me for wearing it, and other people will kill me for talking about it. So I just stay away from
it. It's only the people that still wear jerseys that get super offended
by that,
by the way. I don't
know what you're talking about. I just know that you have shamed me personally, you and Barry, into never wearing a jersey again.
But when we first met you, it's not like you were wearing a bunch of jerseys to the studio to begin with.
Not a lot, but I had my favorites.
You had your Packers gear, but for the most part, I didn't really see
you
wear.
I have a ton of them. But you guys, before I even had a chance, you guilted me into never wearing them again.
I don't think it was me. I think you just didn't
wear
them.
Well, it was a combo platter. It was you and Barry, fries, and a Coke. But regardless of how we got there quickly. And then I never wore them again. And maybe I made the wrong decision. I don't know.
Okay.
You guys are making the right decision. You're hanging with us, and that means we've got plenty more for you. We covered some baseball, some basketball. We'll cover some minor league nicknames, and we always have time for you. If you guys have something you want to get off your chest, you want to bring it to us, 713-780-3776 to call or text the show. Otherwise, hit us up on Twitch. Hit us on Twitter. The Boxers are here, and we love it when they stop by and say hi. Currently, Crystal is taking the temperature, literally, of everybody in the bar and also sampling the cuisine. Clarence has already done enough sampling of the cuisine. Now he's just checking out all the different sports as he preps us on scores and what we might be interested in.
In the chat that congratulated Jason Kidd on being the first white head coach of the Dallas Mavericks is not nice.
Not nice.
At all.
Witty, but not nice.
Not nice.
And put it on Jay Will. No, he made one mistake this week, not two.
Oh, yeah.
But both of them have their shortcomings. Just like the hit when Jay Will got into it with KD and then stuck to his story. Stick to it, too, when you absolutely blew it on the Celtics coaching thing.
Absolutely.
And own it. Don't blame it.
It's not that big a deal.
Someone got my password.
Your career isn't over.
Shut up.
That was weak.
Get out of here. All right, we got 30 minutes to go on the show. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Right here on the Press Box.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Richmond Arms, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back. Final half hour of the program. It's Nick and myself on the Press Box with the most accurate information in the business and also supremely educated opinions. And accurate retakes as we get you all the way till 4 o'clock before we turn it over to the Blitz. I mentioned this, so I want to get this for you guys. Because I think minor league baseball has done a hell of a job as opposed to major league baseball in the way they market. And their ability to get really cool logos.
You were listening to a Veritex Community Bank Road.
Wow. No, you're good.
As opposed to, we talked about with the Whataburger uniforms that people are drawn to.
And the gimmick nature of it in the market.
I told you before I even moved here and realized they were an affiliate of the Astros, the Quad City River Bandits were my favorite hat of all time because it was badass. It was a baseball with a robbery hand, like a cowboy handkerchief on.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah, you talked about it a lot. You've talked about it for quite some time. You've been consistent about it.
My favorite hat of all time. So top 10, the Colorado Rockies AAA team, the Albuquerque Isotopes.
I like that one.
It's kind of cool.
It's simple. It doesn't have too many colors. It has that solid look that I like. You know me with the
– kind of Astro-y.
It is Astro-y. That was the last thing I was going to say about it. It has like a very – I'm not trying to say that they're copying the Astros, but it does kind of have that look to it. It has the A look and then a baseball basically flying in front of it. I like that look.
Nine, my Quad City River Bandits. No. Now, however, I'm disappointed. They got rid of the logo that I like. It's now a raccoon with the bandit handkerchief. I just like the simple white baseball with the red bandana handkerchief over it. It was a very cool logo.
If they get bad reaction, they'll change it back.
The Oakland A's high A team, Nick.
Yeah.
The Lansing Lugnuts. Doesn't sound like a high A when you're going down that low to get to the Lugnuts. But
I don't really like that one. I'm not a fan of that one.
The Aberdeen Ironbirds at 7, Baltimore
that's the
high
Orioles,
A.
Yeah.
I guess you keep it in the bird family. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get from Astros to Skeeters, but that's another story because they inherited the name when they bought the team. The Westside Woolly Mammoths, an independent United Shore Professional Baseball League team. It wants people to think of the Flintstones. Ancient beast stepping on a base in the logo, name spelled in chunky, rugged font.
I don't like that. The only ones that I really like so far is the very first one, the one that looked like the Astros. The cap, I like that logo the best so far.
Shout out to the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Shout out to the 409 because the Pope family were very big on this logo and getting the hat with it on it. It's a very cool logo if you haven't seen it. It kind of looks like Bucky Barrett flying out of a garbage can. Have you seen this?
No. Show it to me.
There's the logo.
Yeah, that's kind of a unique look.
It's going to sell merchandise, right?
Yeah, it would. I think it's attractive to kids, too.
So that's five. Here's your top four. The Hartford Yard Goats, another Rockies AA team. The Rocky Mountain Vibes, a former affiliate of the Brewers. The Vibes? What's a vibe?
I don't know.
Good vibes when enjoying the outdoors of the Rocky Mountains. Well, probably some good other things, too, flowing in that case. Number two, the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Those names, man. And then what's the number one?
Number one, the Arizona Diamondbacks Class AA Amarillo Sod Poodles.
I mean, I like the mascot. That looks like the Oilers thing on the
It does. The Amarillo A looks like a Derrick, an oil Derrick, an Amarillo. Could be a tie-in there. But the Sod Poodles, why am I thinking about a puddle instead? Thinking about a sod puddle from a poodle? I don't know, but the Amarillo Sod Poodles. There it is. No Sugarland Skeeters.
Look at those boots. Those boots.
You like the Skeeters name?
Yeah, I like the Skeeters name.
I got the hat on today.
I wouldn't change it.
It's fitting, obviously, with the Skeeter population.
I get what you're saying in terms of it not being a seamless transition going from the Astros to the Skeeters, but I like the Skeeters. I guess the stadium helps it a lot, too. Not only is it, like, closely located to where I live, but it's a really clean stadium.
I love it, too.
I guess I'm forgiving with some of their merchandise.
Well, and good for them, too. Good on them for getting to a AAA level, right? Because we always thought it was the best-kept secret because it was independent league baseball. So a lot of people were going to be critical without and pass judgment without ever seeing a game to think about the quality of baseball. But then when you go and see, like you said, the amenities, the stadium, the cleanliness, the ability to get to the team shop, parking was easy. Where it was located. It's a great setup, and some teams like to keep it all in the family with names that are similar. Like, even our high school, we were the Greyhounds in high school, and a baby Greyhound is a Whippet. So our intermediate school was the Whippets.
The Whippets.
And then the Greyhounds.
Didn't kids used to abuse those things back in the day,
bro,
the Whippets?
Don't tell me that. I got to go home to my wife. I don't need to – then I'm going to get – I'll be answering way too many questions weekend.
I'm pretty sure they used to abuse those things back in the day.
How do you abuse – first of all, I almost fell right into a trap because you would have either you would have an answer to that or it would be completely sexualized. How do you abuse a Whippet?
I don't know. I have to look
slowly?
It up. I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure it used to be abused back in the day. Nitrous oxide can be
a
habit
Greyhound, not a wiener dog, Nick. I'm just saying.
I mean, all right, let's get to this old Fred Fowler situation because he hates us. don't know why he hates us.
He made it clear he didn't, but yeah.
He says my takes are bad. He's always going at us on air, whether it's he's right over here, right across the.
Oh, he's at the bar.
Whatever. Well, that's not a good thing. If he's at the bar, that's really not a good thing. He should probably stay 50 feet away from the bar. That's the last thing he needs to do. But apparently he went at us and said, and I'm resetting this because maybe people didn't hear me from the first hour, that I thought that Chris Paul coming back would be a negative impact. I did not say that at all. At all.
Can I just interject because I want you to take this? He said we said it.
Yep.
And he was adamant about me saying it as well, which we verified I did not do.
So I have an audio clip just to play for everybody so they can hear Fred's version of the story. Tyler, could you play it?
But, no, listen, I love Nick and Joel. I want to make that clear. I don't want either one of them getting mad at me and getting their feelings.
So you're not throwing shade?
I'm not throwing shade. I just, like, as basketball guys, like, I listen to them for their basketball takes.
They're more basketball-y than us.
Oh, absolutely, which I like because, you know, it's not something I'm as into. Like, yeah, I can talk hockey until your ears bleed. Who cares? They can talk NBA till your ears bleed. Who cares? That's okay. But – did you really say that you weren't sure the Suns would be better getting Chris Paul back?
No, my only take on that was...
Well, no, you had like five takes. Don't give me your only take. I heard them all. I was listening.
Well, I mean, I just don't... I said my fear would be because he's not in complete shape. I know it was only a short layoff that maybe, just maybe, he would kind of mess with the fluidity that they've had in the past two games.
You do realize he was there... for sweeping the Nuggets, that they swept the Nuggets in part because of him. So, yeah, the Clippers go down 0-2 to everybody. How is it a bad thing to get Chris Paul back?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that it may take a game or two for him to get back in complete playoff shape. And
okay,
make sure.
That's not what you were saying. You guys were saying, oh, this could be a negative impact.
No, never said that once, Fred Fowler. Maybe you should go back to the podcast. But again, you're just using alcohol and then manufacturing your takes based on the alcohol and the fluid that's in your body. Probably not a good idea, bud. Probably lay off the alcohol a little bit. Now, I was consuming alcoholic beverages as well, but I wasn't going at different shows on the lineup. Like, I wasn't calling the benches segment stupid. I wasn't saying my show was boring. I wasn't saying that I forced it. But now you have this attitude and you keep doing it. So, okay, now I know there's smoke. I'm not mad at you, but now I know where we stand. But if you want to keep going down this road, Fred, by all means, I'll be here all the way till 7, and we can readdress it again. But your takes at anything NBA related is absolutely garbage.
Well,
garbage.
And you know me, and I said my piece in the first hour of the program as well. But I mean, my whole thing has been, I've always tried to take the high road. It was, and we've talked about it on the show for the loyal listeners, how big of an adjustment it was for me to realize that. It's not only not taboo to pick on your own, it's where you start, and then you air it out from there. And everybody wanted, like, me and AJ to get into it. AJ and I are totally cool. It's amazing what people don't know about how far we've come. But there was an adjustment period. But the fact that I wasn't listening last night when all this went down, but I was quickly informed by a whole lot of people that have our back that we appreciate because they're loyal listeners and because they like what we do and they believe in what we do. And the fact that someone on our own lineup would use false information to basically take shots at what we do and how we do it and rope me into a take that was yours. And even if it was mine, I'd own it too. But that's why I wanted to start with you actually – if that was
no,
your
the
take.
The shots were taken at both of us. It wasn't
no
a
doubt.
Take.
He tried to rope it into both of us. And then he tried to put it on me because I was sober.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he's just – it's unbelievable.
AJ's our boss. If
it's
AJ
whatever.
Said something on the air, it's valid because we have to listen to it because – it's part of the business.
Somebody just help the guy get laid, please. Please, before the guy just blows up, someone help the guy get laid.
Well, the legend of himself will tell you that he's doing that more frequently.
No, I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that.
Well, I just figured that, you know.
Well, I just thought it just needed to be addressed because apparently he's listening to our show. I don't listen to your show. I really don't. I don't really listen to ESPN 97.5 when I go home, to be quite honest with you. I don't. I've said this on the air. But apparently he's been listening to our show, and he's had a bunch of thoughts to say about it, and that's fine.
I think everybody
but
should.
But it works both ways, homie.
I think everybody should listen to our show because I'm very proud of what we do. Okay. As we get into the final segment of the program, I do want to make sure that we reset the deck and also get you guys involved in everything
If you need any kind of update on hockey, I'm sure that'll come as part of Compelling Radio in the next show. Do we have the
before, the giveaway? Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a giveaway to get to for you guys as well.
I sent it to you on your
email. Yeah, I got it. So before we go to the break, let's get this going so that you guys have a chance to win before we get back from the commercial breaks. But we have a chance to get you guys exactly what you might want for this weekend as you're looking for some entertainment. Saturday, June 26th, it's boxing's undisputed superstar and undefeated two-division world champion, Gervonta Tank Davis, as he moves up two weight classes in a bid to make history. Standing his way is powerful, unbeaten world champion Mario Barrios, plus three other great fights on the card, including top contenders Erickson Lubin and Gelson Rosario meeting in the WBC Super Welterweight Title Eliminator. Right now, caller 10-713-780-3776. Caller 10-713-780-ESPN will get a promo code so you can watch the entire card live on Showtime Pay-Per-View for free in the comfort of your own home, and you can invite friends over and make it a party. It's Gervonta Davis versus Mario Barrios this Saturday night only on Showtime Pay-Per-View. And by the way, before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I was there today, did the blood pressure check, ran through the vitals, made sure everything's on the up and up, because that's what they do. They take care of both men and women, whether it be hormone therapy or you're looking to get on a workout program and you need a full body composition analysis, or you'd like to recover quicker and you need some HGH peptide therapy. If you've got an issue, they can help you as long as you're honest with them. It starts with making your first appointment. You go to ApolloMH.com. You book that first appointment. Once you do, you're going to find out most major insurance is accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. But more so than that, you're going to find people that care. Dr. O and his staff, they're going to ask you some tough questions. If you answer them honestly, they're going to have solutions for you and put you on a program that gets you where you need to go. Don't listen to people when they say from the boardroom to the weight room to the bedroom, you can't feel like you once did. You absolutely can, and maybe even better. Mention my name, Joel Blank, free B12 shot on your first visit. But just go to see them, talk to them, see what they can do. It's good people doing great things. It's the people at Apollo Men's Health.
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Richmond Arms. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's a scorcher out there. Might as well cool off by joining us at Richmond Arms. It's a lot of fun. Crystal's here. Big C Clarence is here. Surprised Dr. Dre's not here for the second day in a row. I'm a little upset about Dre not being here, but I'll forgive him. We're at Richmond Arms. The Blitz are going to be here after us. They're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. Our promo team is here with Alex and Claire, and they're going to be giving away gift cards. You can enter for a chance to win that Traeger grill at the end of the summer. Lots of awesome things going on here. It's a great soccer bar, number one soccer bar in Houston. So stop by and see the good people here. Watch some soccer. Euro 2020 going on. They got all the games. You could also reserve your party area as part of it. Now, Nick, let me ask you a question. Do you know the four words that you must say during sex? What is not one of them?
Four words.
What's that is not going to count. And before you answer, Nick, initially I thought you might say that's not it. But no, that's not it.
Did I get the job done would probably be something I would normally ask based on our last conversation.
You always get the job done, big dog, except for times when you're worried about whether she might have been acting a bit. The four words you must say during sex. Do you like this?
I don't.
Well, evidently Crystal's already spoken.
Well, I mean, I thought a line of communication was kind of important to make sure you get the job done. That's what I thought that
now,
was
Crystal
all about.
Now, Crystal said it's a horrible thing to say, but you're looking like you actually are compassionate for your partner when asking, do you like this, as
so
opposed
just,
to take so, this bit. Well, never mind.
Whoa.
Know. I mean.
I'm supposed to ask it like Kirk Cousins. You like that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, A.J. Hoffman. You can catch A.J. Hoffman as part
on,
of the Blitz.
Based on what Crystal just said, yes. Based on the way she answered it, you're supposed to just do, and then if she doesn't like it, she'll let you know. If she like it, she really will let you know. If she doesn't like it, she may not say anything at all. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
So Crystal's showing us her background. She gave us five words, not four, which we asked for.
What are the other words
you
on this?
You like it. That's forceful.
That is kind of forceful.
It could be, I think, possibly punished by law. I don't know. Depending
I don't think
on how
so.
Far you're willing to take it.
I don't think so.
Just because your husband doesn't fight back doesn't mean that others might not. Sam, I don't want to know. Here we go with another thing. Okay, so, but that's what they said. The study said the four words you must say during sex is, do you like this? Because it shows that you're being compassionate towards your partner and trying to do the everything possible to please the other party as opposed to just pleasing yourself.
Right. You can't be selfish.
Are you taking notes?
I mean, not really. I'm listening. I have good mental notes being taken right now.
Breakfast on you, babe? That doesn't count either.
Breakfast on you would be fantastic because that would be like a funny joke. Like after you, right after you're done, just say
you
breakfast
eat
on
breakfast
you.
Breakfast on me? I don't play that way. Breakfast on you, babe, is what I said.
Yeah.
No. That's fine, right?
Yeah, I'm okay
with
it.
You want some scrambled eggs in between the buns?
Yep, I'm okay with that too.
No?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon? Oh, that's Fred.
Nope.
What about the breakfast sausage? Maybe? Evidently,
nope,
Dr. Emily Morse says that the shared phrase can work wonders in the bedroom, saying those four words in the sack is the key to sexual success. I'm here to help. If you're not going to Apollo and you're questioning whether she was faking or not, just try it. Report back. What's the worst that can happen? She slaps you?
Probably. These are some interesting-ass words. I've never used any of these words in bed, so maybe that's my shortcoming here.
Well, maybe there's not. How much time does it take? Because I mean, you've got to be able to have enough time to get the speech out.
We're not revealing how much time it takes. Are we revealing how much time it takes for you?
I mean, evidently just enough because I have two kids.
Yeah, good for you.
Right.
Two,
I mean, but you're still
children.
On that single circuit, Alex. I heard AJ grilling
Alex,
you guys yesterday.
Alex is young.
Whether you're single or not, and are you taking notes on this? Do you like it? You don't need to.
Well, Alex doesn't need notes.
Okay. Alex makes a good point. I know, I'm going to repeat it.
Okay.
If you need articles for tips in bed, you're probably already defeated in a lot of ways.
Okay.
So she just says that, you know, she has her 393,000 followers on Instagram. In my opinion, one of the hottest things ever is when a partner asks, do you like this? Because what you might need to know is your partner's needs, her preferences, and the way she likes to execute the
plan. I mean, I think there has to be some sort of verbal communication because every girl is different. Every dude is different. So I would imagine that there has to be some sort of line of communication. That way it's not like you're just doing whatever you want kind of thing. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of important.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, at least you're getting the priorities in line and you're making sure.
I don't know if I would use those exact words as questions, but it'd probably be something along those lines, probably.
She said, normalizing, giving, and receiving feedback in bed is the best course of action.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's not
Actually,
a good four words.
Unlike
AJ.
Crystal, who went to five, AJ brings up a very valid phrase to be considered in the top three.
Is it in yet?
Yep.
If it's a micro penis.
Hey, if you're in that pickle, it's definitely your pickle that's in question.
God, I feel sorry for anybody that has to. I feel sorry for anybody that has to ask that question. That would be terrible. Terrible.
What if you just yell, can you dig it? No? Can you dig it? No.
Have you ever asked a girl, hey, did I get the job done? And she's like, I never tell.
If you have to ask that question, there's just too many other issues that need to be dealt with.
Not really. I don't think that's the case with every girl.
Okay. Well.
Look at the face everybody's giving me. Every time I talk about this,
people care about you.
And then they say I'm the sensitive. I'm the only one that's talking about that. They're not going to admit to their shortcomings.
People deeply care about you, Nick.
No, they don't.
They want the best for
Fred
you.
Definitely hates me.
Well, besides for him. He doesn't.
Is Fred at the bar? You better pull your broadcast partner back from the bar. You need to stop him immediately. I'm just worried about your show, buddy. If he's at the bar right now, you need to pull his ass back. I'm letting you know right now, AJ Hoffman.
It's not my job to do that. The fact that – the AJ and I have come so far that I actually enjoyed AJ's takes yesterday and the way that he actually fought back a little bit but kind of pushed the issue back onto his side of the plate. It was good.
You're impressed?
Quick to get John Granato on, too, by the way.
That was funny.
That was great.
That was funny.
It was very well played.
That was great.
A lot of goodness to be had there. And still enough room for AJ to also send the messages that needed to be sent about the haters. What were they? Bitches? Weak bitches?
And the moderators are doing a poor job because we didn't ban one of the guys that he wanted banned on Twitch. Neither do I.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
No need to do that if you can handle your own biz.
I mean, some people get banned quite often. Some people never get banned. It just kind of depends.
I don't know who makes those calls, but I'm not worried about it. But you know what? You and AJ have taught me a lot in terms of how I deal with social media. I think I've come a long way in a short period of time. Yeah, you just don't care, and you call them weak D bitches.
Weak D bitches.
Or white magic, as AJ pointed out yesterday, too. That one came up one last time.
That joke was funny, though. What did he say? He goes, white magic fights me in his sleep, and he wakes up with a headache. That was fantastic. I don't know if he stole that joke from somebody, but that was a really good joke.
I think he stole that from Barry Laminack.
You thief.
You know, it's possible. You know, it's a big pet peeve with certain people. You don't steal jokes. Then you're Carlos Mencia. But you know what? The good part of it is that on a Friday, I'm out. You're staying.
I'm here till 7.
It's a temperature-cooled environment. You're going to have a great time. There's beverages to be consumed. You won't be on the air, so you can consume all you want.
Yeah, I will. As a matter of fact, I will.
AJ and Mr. Doubtfire are going to take you all the way until 7.
Yep.
And make sure that you have all the non-boring, sensical stories that could possibly be put out there.
Yep. AJ and the Doubtfire up next. It's the Blitz.
Oh, no, dear. Let's talk some hockey. There's one team in the Stanley
Cup. Or horse
Cup
racing.
Here. Oh, no, dear.
Because that's always fun talk.
Who wants to sleep with an alien?
Okay, so Tyler, we do appreciate you as well on short notice sticking in and getting in here with us. But at the same time, we want to remind you again that we're going to be here just for a few more minutes. That doesn't mean the show ends and the party stops. Crystal's here. Clarence was here. The promo team is here. And AJ's here. That means you guys can stop by, too. Again, Richmond Arms. It's real close in the Galleria area if you're getting off of work. They've got a lot of things going on. There's a big open area where you guys can all commiserate. And, Nick, maybe you you can use those four words at some point. But if you don't, you can also reserve rooms for the soccer to kind of see some of the big games coming up in Euro 2020. The knockout stage starts this weekend. You can check that out. Again, the promo team's giving away gift cards, all kinds of goodies. You can register for the end of the summer circuit to win that grill for that drawing that's going to be happening at the end of the summer, worth about $2,000, I believe. So, you know what? It's a good deal. Should be had by him. You're going to be all right for the next. Am I safe to leave you alone?
About for what?
I mean, you're gonna have to.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Get in the trenches with.
I don't give a damn. I don't care. I'm about to hit up the bar.
Yeah.
Look for a fan. I'll be your bodyguard. Bodyguard from who? Fred Fowler? Please. That's the last thing I'm gonna need.
The infighting is always good.
Please, Fred Fowler couldn't hurt an ant. What are you talking about? He couldn't hurt anything.
Jeez.
Anyway. Oh, I'm sure he's a black belt taekwondo.
We got to check it. Because if you got sticky substances.
He's walking under the coaches right now. He looks like he's about to fall on the floor with every step. Like every time he walks, he looks like he's about to fall. That's how bad it is.
AJ, you got your black and white shirt in case we need it? Kind of is for about 5 more weeks. It kind of is. I mean. There's a good point, too. I guess you can run from it because it's a good point there, too. All right, we thank you, Boxers, for another great week. We look forward to doing it again next week and making sure that you guys get the best in sports and entertainment. But, of course, coming up next, it's going to be the Blitz. It's Fred, it's AJ, it's Aaron. They take you home on a Friday, take you into your weekend the right way, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.